This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are getting ready to spend Christmas in California despite being left out of the royal family's annual gathering yet again. "I just think Meghan's too much of an American girl, she doesn't want to be in the UK permanently," former royal butler Grant Harold said on behalf of Slingo when asked about the Sussexes someday returning to Norfolk for the special occasion. "I can see her coming over for the holidays and having time over here, but living here permanently, I just don't see it," Harold continued. "Whereas Harry, I do see it. I think he could be open to returning, although I do think it's highly unlikely. As I always keep saying, never say never." OK previously reported the Sussexes weren't asked to travel to Sandringham for the Royals' year-end festivities. "No, I'm not a bit surprised they weren't invited," royal expert Ingrid Seward told an outlet. "I think the general feeling is that it would have just created an unwarranted atmosphere, and Christmas isn't about that. Christmas is about everybody being happy and getting on with each other. And I just think that King Charles just couldn't deal with the drama." Since Charles and Kate Middleton spent most of the year undergoing cancer treatment, the Windsors shifted to their focus to more important issues. "He's exhausted by his year," Seward claimed. "He's exhausted by his cancer, and he's a workaholic, so he doesn't really rest up. And the thought of having Harry and Meghan was probably a bit much. He thought it would be a bit much over this period." Harry continues to fight for police protection in the UK, which has prevented Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet from visiting the country and their grandfather since 2022. Although Harry and Charles haven't recently commented on the state of their relationship, there has been speculation that his security battle widened the wedge between them. "It doesn't mean he doesn't want to see his grandchildren," Seward noted. "I think he's desperate to see his grandchildren," she alleged. "But Harry won't come here unless he has this, that, and the other. And he wants an armed escort, and he's making too many demands. And I completely understand. But," Charles is saying, "look, I'm just not going to ask them this yet." The Duke, who lost his lawsuit against the Home Office in 2023, expressed his concerns about traveling to the region in his witness statement. "The UK is central to the heritage of my children and a place I want them to feel at home as much as where they live at the moment in the US," the famous redhead stressed to the High Court. "That cannot happen if it's not possible to keep them safe when they are on UK soil. I cannot put my wife in danger like that, and, given my experiences in life, I am reluctant to unnecessarily put myself in harm's way too," he added.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.